Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 46 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for April 15th is describe your motivation for life. Is it centered on achieving things for yourself, or is it connected to a more significant cause than yourself? Analyze the benefits of living a life fueled by a motivation to impact and serve others. Today's challenge comes from the fundamental of success of servant leadership. Corey Weissman was a healthy college basketball player at Gettysburg College in Pennsylvania. He was a hard worker who had scored over 1,000 points in high school, and he was looking forward to earning a starting spot on the college team, when out of nowhere during his freshman year he had a stroke that nearly killed him. Corey survived, but endured a long road to recovery with memory loss, relearning how to walk and do many of the basic functions of life, and eventually coming to terms with the fact that his life would never be the same. Corey was able to return to school and, a couple years later, even rejoined the basketball team. He wanted so badly to get back on the court and prove that he could play again. But at the end of his junior year, his coach felt it was still too big of a risk to put him on the court, as Corey still experienced seizures occasionally and still suffered limitations to his mobility. After his junior season, Corey considered quitting the team. After all the hard work he put in to get back, he didn't think it was worth it if there was no chance he would ever get in a game again. People told him how much he inspired his teammates and others, but he didn't want to listen. He didn't think he had done anything special to inspire anyone. That is, until he received a letter from a mom of a 6-year-old boy who had also suffered a stroke. The mom told her son about Corey, and it inspired him to keep hoping and trying in his own life. And that letter made a huge difference in Corey's outlook on life. He realized it wasn't about whether or not he would be able to score any points in college, after scoring over 1,000 in high school. It wasn't even about whether or not he even got in a game during his senior season. Yes, he still wanted to be able to do those things. But when his mindset shifted from doing it to fulfill his own wants and desires to doing it to be a lighthouse to others, he found a reason to keep going when he wanted to quit. So remember that our fundamentals of success work in pairs. On yesterday's episode, we talked about the inside fundamental, the mindset of being a lighthouse, of living a life that gives direction, guidance, and hope to others. And today's fundamental of leading by serving is the outside fundamental of taking action. So what was the action that Corey took? He kept going when he wanted to quit. He kept giving it his best shot, even though it didn't look like he would ever achieve his dreams and goals. But you might ask, is that really serving others? It absolutely is. Corey kept taking action. He kept living his life and striving for his dreams, even though he selfishly wanted to quit. Even though it didn't seem like there was anything in it for him, he kept going, knowing he may never achieve his goals. But even if he didn't, he could have an impact on others. Doing something that benefits others, even though it may not benefit ourselves, is most definitely servant leadership. So how about you? Is your motivation for life centered on achieving things for yourself, or is it connected to a greater cause? What are the benefits of living a life of service to others, even though it may not benefit you personally? On the surface, writing our own story can sound selfish. But really, writing our own story is about finding our gift and our purpose and giving it away to the rest of the world through servant leadership. And sometimes, like Corey, we discover our true gift and our true purpose through something we initially view as a tragedy, through something that looks like it is completely destroying our dreams and goals of what we want to do in life. Because on our journey of pursuing our dreams and seeking excellence through 1% improvement each day, we often find that writing our own story is not about what we want from life. It is about what life needs from us. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's J-O-N-B-A-R-T-H books.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.